Isn't today great? Today is such a great day. Everything is so great.
We're going to have a lot of fun. We got some wonderful people for you.
All you mommies and daddies out there who complain to the radio station, I got something to say to you.
And the first thing you've got to do is say the call letters properly. Okay?
It's an incredible metamorphosis of love and emotion and sensitivity and tenderness and fun and joy and happiness.
Did you know that this show represents health and hope?
The Great Data Scarabs and Music and Musings on the Amy Beth Berkley Show. We need together a mosaic of voices from the arts, politics, personal growth, and justice. How are you? I know, another crazy week. Love and strength to Maine. They're still looking for that mass shooter. We'll talk about that, the fear factor, and, of course, should we reinstate the assault weapons ban and this extraordinary American experience, all of that. And speaking of politics, the new speaker finally installed. Mike Johnson dubbed Jim Jordan in jacket. Is MAGA ascending, or is there an opportunity for the Democrats? Remember Nancy Pelosi's famous phrase, we don't agonize, we organize. We'll talk about the voting cycle this time around, and of course, crucially, in November 2024. Speaking of the guy they want to reinstall, with his 91 counts for indictments hanging over his head and all that lawsuit business in New York City, he just violated his gag order again. Fined to the tune of 10 grand, and oh, by the way, he's comparing himself to Nelson Mandela and telling his supporters, no need to vote. Strange indeed. We'll take it all on. Surround ourselves with great music. Hey, we've got some great Gordon Body Fives. Twitty's been rooting around those Halloween archives for you. Love to get you in the mix, too, if you're listening live. It is Friday, October 27th. Where did the month go? 10 a.m. out west, time in central, and 1 o'clock here in the east. Number in motion, 347-857-4505. Facebook page, pop in the chat box available should you find yourself taking along for the live Friday ride. And the Twitter X feed, we're still doing it, 24-7 at AD Rights. All being held by the talented EverReady TCS crew, Trudy and Aurora in the booth, ML at headquarters. Show's brought to you in part by Dunkin'. America runs in Dunkin'. This may be the weekend to indulge in those famous pumpkin spice lattes. America runs in Dunkin'. Also by Old Navy, time to fall in for great styles and savings at Old Navy. And by PopNet, arts, culture, conversation on air, online, up and running 24-7, featuring the Amy Beth Berkley Show and those robust roundtables. So what do you say we kick things open with our unofficial theme song, What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding? Indeed. Happy to have you aboard. Weigh in on the Amy Beth Berkley Show.
I'm Out from the land where they child
Beauty from the late, great Dan Fogelberg for all our friends in Maine. The Reach on the Amy Beth Arkley Show. It's Maine, and it's autumn, and unfortunately, people are fearful and are in lockdown. We'll talk more about that as we go. The Young Rascals, with a wink and a nod going out to Cynthia and Sherry. Thank you guys for chiming in live. Love to play with you on the PopNet chat box, you know, and the Young Rascals. People got to be free. And Natalie Merchant, happy belated birthday, celebrating her nifty 60 yesterday, with her great live version of What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding. Nothing, indeed. And we can talk about this assault weapons situation. Jared Golden, who represents the Maine district, and his hometown is Lewiston, and the district that Lewiston is in, said he was wrong. He didn't support. He's a Democrat, but he's a so-called blue dog Democrat, more conservative Democrats who support fiscal things and a little more conservative. He didn't support the assault weapons ban before, but now it's in his own backyard. He has. He's getting some criticism from some people, and frankly, I don't think that's warranted. Come around when you come around. Let's do it, because We've got to get this thing under control, and we can. As Charlie pointed out, posting this information, after Bill Clinton banned the assault weapons in 1994, mass shooting deaths dropped by 43%. After the Republican Congress let the ban expire in 2004, they shot up by, get this, 239%. We don't need to arm teachers. We need to ban assault weapons again. That's information coming from Lee Turner, who is a Democratic congressional candidate for South Carolina's District 4. Hope folks vote for her, because you got to vote out the people who don't support it. And I know my own congressman, Mike Lawler, who also voted for, we'll talk about it later, Jim Jordan in the jacket, Mike Johnson for Speaker of the House, hope his congressional career will be one and done, does not support an assault weapons ban. If most people want an assault weapons ban, you got to vote out the people who don't support it and vote in people who do. It's as simple as that, if it was up to me anyway. Here's Cheryl Wheeler on the Amy Beth Berkley Show.
Lucifer, 'cause I'm in need of some restraint. So if you
conjuring up some sympathy for you-know-who. The Rolling Stones on the Andrew Beth Arkowitz Show. Hey, some of their new stuff is good, too. New music. 80-year-old guys, not too shabby. 80-year-old, maybe not too old for rock and roll and for running the government, huh? We'll send that one out to a couple of folks, Dondi, Johnny Fever's Hangover, and Richie. Thank you guys for playing with us in real time. Twitter feed, Twitter X feed and the PopNet chat box, respectively. Love it when you play in real time. Don't forget, all the shows are archived for podcasts. If you miss anyone, hear it again. That's the beauty of the on-demand deal. Follow the Amy Beth Arkowitz Show wherever you get your podcasts, indeed. And, of course, the Cheryl Wheeler Classic. We're up to me. I take away the guns. Great song, but every time we play it, it's because there was another one of those mass shootings, as there was in Maine. Love and Strength, they're still in lockdown up there because they haven't found this guy yet. And there were so many red flags flying, despite the fact that Maine doesn't have red flag laws, but he was reported by, I think, family members, certainly the Army base where he worked. He was committed or voluntarily admitted himself, I'm not sure which, to a mental health facility for 2 weeks over the summer because he was hearing voices and wanted to shoot everybody up on the Army base. He had some troubling relationship that he just broke up with and went on a shooting spree, basically, and shot up these poor folks in a bowling alley and a bar. Very sad. And hearts go out to all the families who lost loved ones, these victims, these innocent people just minding their own business, and now everybody's in lockdown up there. Scary stuff indeed. Maine, supposedly the safest state in the country prior to this, and maybe still, in terms of their crime rate. They had like 29 murders, I think, last year, and this year already just almost, you know, reached that number in one fell swoop with 18 people killed and I think 13 people at least so far injured. That's the number they have, but it's really scary stuff indeed. Hearts go out to all of you who are suffering. 347-857-4505, if you're listening live and want to weigh in, don't forget, press the button with a little hand so we know that you want to talk. Otherwise, I'm just going to think you want to listen. Facebook page, pop in the chat box, also available for the live riders, and Twitter X feed is 24/7 at AB Writes. A lot of folks chiming in on a lot of things. The assault weapons ban is one of them, and Tara says, we're stuck in an exhausting and devastating cycle of gun violence. I just sent a message urging my U.S. senators and representatives to save lives by reinstating the federal assault weapons ban. As we just talked about, the 10 years that we had the ban was a big drop in these shootings. As soon as it was lifted in 2004, it has gone up exponentially every year. It seems to get worse and worse. There are more guns on the streets. There are more guns in this country than there are people. And some of us, like me, don't even own one gun. So some people have arsenals. And for some reason, the MAGA right wing has adopted this mentality that these guns are great. And it's nuts. And, of course, the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, no surprise, maybe a surprise to some folks how right wing he truly is. He's one of the architects of the throw the election out the window scheme. But because he comes off as more moderate, I guess, in his appearance, he looks like a straight-laced professor type with a suit and tie, and he's not as bombastic as Jim Jordan, but they call him Jim Jordan in a jacket. Matt Gaetz is going around saying MAGA's ascending. Do you agree with that? I mean, it looks like they're going to take over and get ready, this is scary stuff indeed, to hijack the 2024 presidential election. Therefore, we have to get out and vote and do the whole vote blue no matter who campaign ASAP, push it. The Democrats have to get on this. They've got to get their message honed, and they've got to tell it, and they've got to sell it. That's part of the problem. You've got to get out there and keep saying it because you know who, the former guy with his four indictments, 91 counts, the civil suits up the wazoo, all his issues already found liable for fraud, defamation, and sexual assault on the libel end. It should be in jail for those things, but because there is that two-tier justice system that he complains about, really works in his favor. He is getting away with a lot. That's for sure, but they're going to still reinstall him as a GOP nominee, and he's going off the rails and talks like he's nuttier than ever, and people go around saying that Joe Biden is senile. Outrageous, in my opinion. But if you want to find a way to solidify the vote, we have to mobilize, and we have to strengthen the messaging, and people have to tell it and sell it, because Donald Trump just repeats himself, and people buy it. So Joe Biden's got to start repeating himself, and people have to buy it, the messaging. The economy is actually doing a lot better than it was, but nobody feels it, nobody thinks it. I don't get that either, but we have to work on that as messengers to this great cause, as they say. Twitter, AB Writes, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, PotNet chat box available. Let's see what anybody else has to say. Carol says, so now we have a Speaker of the House who is an election denier. This is their first step to cheat and steal the election in November 2024. That is what they are setting up to do. I agree. Now, I don't know. I mean, Kevin McCarthy was kind of an election denier, but he's on the fence. He never quite said it, but I don't. They're all election deniers. The one guy they tried not to, they couldn't install because Trump put the kibosh on it was this guy Emmer, who's also on the right-wing side, but at least he admitted the election was legit. And Ken Buck, who's also conservative, but said, my litmus test is really I want to vote for someone who admits that the election was legit. But he got so many threats, and they wore him down to a nub, like they did with everybody, including my congressman, Mike Lawler, who I'm hoping his congressional career will be one and done. Because he pretends to be moderate, but he goes along with the right-wing agenda, and that's why we have to reinstall the Democrats in the House. So it's very important to do it. And, you know, if you go by polls, you know, I'm loath to do that, but allegedly most Americans want an assault weapons ban. Most Americans want more background checks. Most Americans want to codify reproductive rights, but yet the Congress goes against it. Well, the easy answer is you got to vote them out. Vote out those who don't, and vote in those who do. That's as simple as that. That's our power, at least for now. Another year of this, we're not going to have that power. If, God forbid, you know who gets reinstalled, that'll be the end of the American democracy and the American experiment as we know it. You won't have another free and fair election. They'll be going in the direction of Orban or in Hungary, even though Trump thinks he's from Turkey, but that's another whole story. He's really becoming unhinged, that's for sure. And the latest thing that will make Trump become unhinged, according to the Associated Press, Ivanka Trump has been ordered to testify in a civil fraud case against her father, her brothers, and the family business. That's what the judge ruled. She can possibly take the stand next week. She's been trying to fight it, and now it's not happening. So she's going to have to testify. You know who is going to be looking to be wrapped up in a
remember
great check.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the funny farm, where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy.
You are a madman!
Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl. It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. Yet all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
WKBW Radio in Buffalo. Tonight, we'll look at some superstitions, their origins, causes of some of them, and we'll hear an original vampire drama. I'm Jim McGraw.
Fairhaven, every town, New England. He thought about it as they stood in the cramped Grange Hall, smelling of woolens just taken from the old sea chests and the shiffer robes to ward off the premature chill of winter that scudded in on the low-lying clouds out of the rocks and crags of the mountains of New Hampshire. His neighbors wore the woolens, and the radiators knocking on the sides of the Grange Hall announced another flood of heat that would increase the closeness and mustiness and hominess of this place. The four-poster bed that his wife wanted was buried under a mound of lace doilies and hopeful Tiffany lampshades, not-so-solid brass candlesticks, quilts, and an incomplete erector set.
The night was cold and wet, and small things scurried their damp way to and from their holes and feeding places, making little noises in the night. In the parlor, a cheery fire burned, and warmth was felt throughout the room. A matronly woman worried at her knitting, and two men, father and son, bent in earnest thought over a board of chessmen. The company was expected, an old army friend from India. The old man took note of the ferocity of the wind, the state of the weather, the condition of the path, and the torrent of water that had been cascading down the road earlier in the day. What does the darkness contain? Why does it exist?
We're talking about the MAGA GOP on the Amy Beth Arkley Show, having some fun with a very strange, intriguing Halloween montage put together by Trudy and the TCS crew. Thank you, my friends. And also Moondance from Van Morrison. That's a beauty. That one going out to Callie and Sam. Thank you for the kind words. Pop in the chat box, Twitter, X feed, respectively. The Spooky from the Classics 4. And yeah, you got to roll that out once a year. Coming to take me away, ha ha, he he. Maybe more than once a year for you-know-who, Napoleon the 14th in honor of Halloween, and the former guy becoming unraveled at his civil trial in New York. A bad week. He was facing Michael Cohen, his former fixer, on the stand, and also faced, got hit with another gag order violation. He was supposed to just stop besmirching the court personnel, and he had to do it again. So this time he got a $5,000 fine last week. This time it's a $10,000 fine. Folks were asking, when is he going to go to jail? Most legals say it's not going to happen in a civil case or very unlikely, but anybody else would be in jail already. So when he starts fetching about that two-tier justice system, we know what side he's really on. The gifted side, if you know what I mean. Twitter, X feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505. Should you find yourself joining us live for the Friday, October 27th ride, we also have the Facebook page and the PopNet chat box. A few folks chiming in on the Trump thing. We just found out that Ivanka Trump, who was part of the lawsuit originally, but somehow she wangled out of it, now has to testify in the lawsuit as early as next week. I'm sure that's going to go over well with Daddy. Just wait till he... I love this one from Claudette. She says, just wait till he starts talking about how he doesn't know her very well. Yeah, that's his go-to line. I don't know this person. I don't know who that is. very interesting indeed. What else else we have here? Anybody else? Aurora put me through. Trump is getting really sorry. He's getting ready to give himself a self-pardon. He can't wait to get back in the White House, and if we're not careful, he will. I agree with that, and I think the MAGA folks are trying to work on that with this Mike Johnson installment. But you know what? As Nancy Pelosi says, don't agonize, organize. We have to do the vote blue no matter who campaign. Get it, you know, stoke it up for this time around when you have more local elections in 2023, and those are important for school boards, town councils, et cetera. But next year is going to have congressional races, some Senate races. There may be some Senate races this year, too. I don't know, but not too many. And you're going to have the presidential race, and we have to work on it. And again, as we keep saying, the Democrats have to work on their messaging, tell it, sell it. And all of us who are little minions out there in our own little way with our own little platforms, we have to do our bit, too. So let's do it. Let's organize. Don't agonize. But we still have time. And maybe it's a gift because the extremism is coming through, and I don't think so many people want that extremism. I really don't. And that's just my impression of it, whether you go by polls or you go by talking to people. That's talking to people on the street, talking to people on the radio, talking to people on social media. Most people don't want the extreme thing. They might not all like everything the Democrats do. I'm not saying they do. But most people want to codify reproductive rights. They want to codify marriage equality. They want to deal with this climate change issue. Yeah, the economy is an issue, but the economy, by the way, has grown. The GDP just grew over 4 when Trump was bragging about it when it was over 3 in his administration. So come on. The problem is the Biden administration and the Biden campaign particularly is lackluster. They're a little anemic in their messaging, and they've got to get better. And I always – it's confounding to me because the Democrats are the ones who are associated with the so-called Hollywood elites. Let's get some people who know about messaging and put this together. There were people who helped do that in the January 6th hearings, by the way. They had a documentary or news guy, a former news producer. Got to get some of those people behind these campaigns, and let's push this going. That's why I like the Lincoln Project people, because they are former Republicans who are helping us. We need the help, all the help we can get. Thank you, Tara Settmeyer, Stuart Stevens, all those, Steve Schmidt, all those folks who worked hard in 2020. We need them again in 2024 because democracy is still in peril. And believe me, I know it sounds hyperbolic, but it's not. Come next year, this could be our last free and fair election. And the last one, according to Chris Krebs, who was a Republican, got fired unceremoniously via Twitter by the former menace because he said he dared to admit what it was, the safest, most secure election we've ever had. So hopefully we'll have another one, and they won't be able to try to steal it, but they will. They tried to steal it. They didn't succeed, thank goodness, but they're going to try again, and we know that. So it's not just the Mike Johnson thing. It's everything else involved. So we got to stay vigilant, but we also stay optimistic because if without the optimism, we won't be able to get out of bed and do the work that we need to do. That's my take on it. What's yours? Twitter X feed is AB Wright. Phone line 347-857-4505. Facebook page, botnet chat box available should you find yourself joining us live on this ride. And by the way, just for the fun of it, just as a diversion, what are you giving out for candy this year, are you? And what kind of costumes are you going as? Think about that. I don't dress up anymore, of course, but I'm giving out the usual. I think M&Ms, we got a variety bag. M&Ms, I think there's Twix in there, maybe Snickers, that kind of thing. We'll see. I was tinkering with the idea of putting out like some more savory snacks, like maybe individual bags of things like Doritos and potato chips and that kind of thing. They're still junky, but it's just a different kind of junk. What say you? Twitter, X feed, AB Wright, phone line 347-857-4505, Facebook page, botnet chat box. Hey, want to give a quick shout-out to our Inspiration to Action Challenge success story. Cecilia Montauk says, thank you so much for gearing me up for another creative movement in my own life. I haven't ventured into my ceramic studio in years, but I'm doing it. The journaling helps focus me. Thank you so much. Hey, thank you, Celia. Please keep us posted and send us maybe some pictures of your ceramics. I like it. A lot of folks give me these one-line teasers. I don't know what they're really up to, but you kind of mapped it out for me. I appreciate that. Inspiration to Action, if it's worked for you, I'd love to give you a shout-out. You deserve it. If you have a little trouble getting your creative mojo back, let's start a creativity coaching counseling conversation. First one on me, please reach out via the website, amybetharkawy, ARKAWY.com. Easy access via the Twitter X feed, or just Google us. Hey, while you're there, check out my stories, the award-winning Eliza Gordon Mysteries, available for ebook and paperback via Cozy Cat Press. And I'll tell you, it starts with Killing Time, the first one around Halloween, so good time to delve into the series if you haven't done it yet. Other goodies are available, and yeah, you can chime in with guest suggestions, big story, forgotten 45 requests. We have links to the podcast and social media connections. One-stop creative shop at the website, amybetharkawy.com. As we hit the October road for only a few more days, hard to believe. Here's a beauty from James Taylor.
down home October road. Now my life is see that little friend of mine that was left behind once upon a time. Oh, from its land it meets their standing. It's a test of time. It's a real good sign. When the sun run down behind the hills, I know I'll be standing still till the moon rise up behind the pines, oh Lord. October road. An October road. October road. It's a big time in life that I can't abide. Raise my rent and my hide. Sweet call of the countryside. Go down slow, open wide. I did my time and changed my mind. I'm so satisfied. Oh,
I got so low down, fed up. My God, I could hardly move. Tell my mom, my brother, get on up. Help me to find my groove.
We've been walking off the road. We've been walking in the sunshine, yeah. A little friend of
in the streets, see it now. They're running toward the East River, thousands of them, dropping in like rats. Now the smoke's spreading faster. It's reached Times Square. People are trying to run away from it, but it's no use. They're falling like flies.
Gent. heard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic. His hair was purple.
I see you shiver with anticipation.
strange noises coming from a house on the hill. So I crept up through the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was talking at the monster's pop. The crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's pop. Empty house up on the hill. The night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black. I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
Sugar, oh honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and
Sugar Rush is on for Halloween. The Archies on the Amy Beth Arquay Show. We'll send that one out to Petra. Thank you for the kind words via the PopNet chat box. The Monster Hop, a one-hit wonder for the late, great game show host, Bert Convy. I think it was early 60s, I guess. It's kind of a fun song once a year. And a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band with a name synonymous with the season, The Zombies, and the time of the season. We'll send that one out to Claudia and Brendan with kind words. Appreciate you guys playing with us in real time, as you know I do. And Werewolves of London, the classic from Warren Zevon. A slew of folks wanted to hear that, including Hardier regulars Marcy, Pearlie, and Shay. Thank you guys, of course, as we take a walk down James Taylor's October Road. Fun stuff indeed. A little diversion is always good. Our unofficial unscientific listener survey, what are you doling out this year for the trick-or-treaters? A couple of folks chiming in on that one. Marion says, pretty much whatever's in the big variety bag, but I think a lot of it is Reese's Pieces, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Baby Ruths, and Milky Ways. Yeah, those all sound good. M&M, so says Carla. And Dan said, I like giving out, I usually like giving out Good and Plenty's only because I like them, but you can't find the baby boxes anymore. Yeah, I've noticed that. Some things fall into favor in other words, but they do have those variety bags now, which is nice, that's for sure. As for the trick-or-treaters, Jillian says, I don't know what they're going to come as, but I like the little kids the best. Yeah, me too. I like that 4 to 6 hour usually. That's when the little kids come out later on, later in the day, later in the evening. The bigger kids, sometimes they don't bother to dress up. I get kind of exhausted, but until the candy runs out, I'm here, as they say, and we'll see how the weather goes. In my neck of the woods, I think they say it might rain, so that may dampen things. I know when I first moved to where I'm living now a few years back, pre-COVID, we had a bunch of folks, and then every year since COVID, it's kind of waned down. We haven't had too many people, but you never know this year. We're hopeful. Let's run around the social media horn before we sash out of here. Oh, one note, George Santos is back in trouble. He got indicted, or arraigned today, I should say, on 10 new counts of fraud because he was messing around with donors' credit cards, I think. So it's wire fraud, I don't know, a lot of charges. I'm not sure what they all are, but his campaign person or treasurer already pled guilty, so he looks like he's in the hot seat, but he's not going anywhere. He said, I'm not cleaning out my office. This guy has a shamectomy. He just doesn't know from shame. He's just going along, holding his head up high and roaming around the halls of Congress. He is entitled to, he says, due process. He is, and he's not leaving, but the New York Republicans want to oust him. We'll see if that works. But in the meantime, he's going nowhere. He and Bob Menendez, who also should go, he got arraigned on his charges of being a foreign agent earlier this week. The stories are under the radar because they're so everybody's obsessed with what's going on in the Middle East and, of course, the speaker race and now this horrible shooting in Maine. But this stuff is for real and serious, and these people should be ousted. I don't care what party they're from, including Menendez. He's got to go, and the Democrats should put more pressure on him to get him out of there. We can easily appoint somebody else. Phil Murphy, who is a Democratic governor of New Jersey, can certainly appoint somebody else. Craziness ensues. They should all go have lunch in Mar-a-Lago with you-know-who. Let's run around the social media horn before we sashay out here. Anybody have anything to say? I love this one. Lou posting a poem for the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. He calls it Shell Game. Our government's in rigor mortis. While we need proper laws to support us, Speaker Johnson will say we should just pray away gay and the earth's on the back of a tortoise. Yeah, not good, not good at all. Indeed, UB says, anyone who doesn't support an assault weapons ban supports the next domestic terrorism. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. I am so with you on that one. We'll leave you with this one from Charisse, who says, they have to vote for the assault weapons ban. We have to do something. This has gone way too far. It's horrible. It's sickening. We are letting our kids die. Despicable NRA aficionados. Not good, not good at all. Indeed, I agree with you on that. Stephen King, of course, one of the famous Maine residents, put out a Twitter X feed comment earlier this week where he said, stop voting for murder apologists. That's the thing. You know, it irks me, this whole hypocrisy of the GOP and these people who are so faith-based. They're worried about the sanctity of life, as they always say. Mike Pence always says that, and this new guy, Mike Johnson, is saying the same thing about abortions. And they're so upset about people who are not born yet. They're not worried about the people that are already here. What about the kids that are roaming free now on the planet? That's the point. If you believe in sanctity of life, you've got to be anti-gun, not just anti-abortion. That makes no sense to me at all. But again, we have to vote out the ones we don't like and vote in the ones we do. That's how it works. So vote blue no matter who. Mobilize. As Nancy Pelosi says, organize, don't agonize, and we'll get it together. We still have time, but it's running low. We got to do it, and we got to wish and hope and pray and work on it. I'm okay with thoughts and prayers if you put some elbow grease behind it, if you know what I mean. That peace will transcend and come to the Middle East and our country as well. So we'll leave you on a trip on the couple of trains, the Peace Train with Natalie Merchant, belated birthday wishes to her with her nifty 60 yesterday, and her, you know, 9,999 other maniacs. I'm thinking around the Peace Train, followed by a Ghost Train Chaser with Mark Cohen. Take care. Happy Halloween. Safe travels, folks. Please drive safe, play nice, dream big, and come back and see us on the Amy Beth Arkwin Show. Thank you, Aurora. Thank you, Trudy. And thank you, ML at TCS headquarters. Take care. You know I love you all.
Talks about some fateful day, but I guess that this was mine. I may be here to tell some kind of story, but I think it's gonna take a little time. That's alright. See him rocking in a cradle out of hall somewhere, and I am lost inside. Maybe I am falling, maybe I am flying, but I know if I am crying, she's holding me. And then the sky broke up, and then the rain came down, and it washed away. it away. Wash it away. Baby's got that bottle filled with lightning and rain. He keeps calling out for someone, but she's riding on a train. Riding on the ghost train. But she keeps on riding. She's gonna keep on riding. Mama, keep on riding. Keep on riding. Some trains they leave in the morning, some leave in the afternoon. Some trains they leave here right on time, some they just leave.
Riding on a ghost train.